Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A newly formed nonprofit corporation is hosting a cookout Saturday in Minocqua to give first responders of all types a place where they can decompress and talk about PTSD. While most people are familiar with military personnel suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, Responders Retreat founder Liz Bartholomew says she founded the organization to provide law enforcement and other responders with a place.
We forget how much the police and the fire and the medics and even the dispatchers see or hear in their daily calls for us. It can play a very big part in their life, whether they had one bad call or many calls over the years. Sometimes they can't get those pictures or those smells or sounds out of their head.
She says responders also need a place to relax and talk about what they've experienced. She says they're hosting the cookout at Driftwood Lodge in Minocqua Saturday from noon until 4 p.m. She says they're in the process of possibly buying the longtime resort. Bartholomew says they wanted to provide an informal setting, such as a cookout, to introduce themselves to the community.
My husband, after many years of service, got PTSD following a fire he was in. And so within our family, we had to learn how it affected him, how it affected his coworkers, but basically also how it affected myself and my children. He did seek counseling, and when we moved to the North Woods, there was a whole nother level of healing for him.
She says the relative solitude of the North Woods is a great offering for people in need of healing. Bartholomew says the retreat will be for responders from here and across the country. Driftwood Lodge is off State Highway 70 West Minocqua to Mercer Lake Road, and follow the signs. More information is at respondersretreat@gmail.com or on the WXPR website. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held an election yesterday to elect tribal government positions. The winners include Gloria Cobb was elected as treasurer. Jamie Ann Allen was reelected as secretary. Incumbents on the tribal council, D. Allen, Eric Chapman Sr., Alice Sulier, and George Thompson were also elected. About 600 middle school students from throughout the North Woods came to Nicolet College and area businesses in the heavy metal tour today. During the day, students took part in numerous hands-on activities in Nicolet labs and classrooms, and also toured different area manufacturing plants. Dual credit coordinator Sarah Gruber says the tour is in its sixth year at Nicolet.
It's an opportunity for eighth grade students around the district to learn more about the manufacturing opportunities we have here in the Northwoods. So we partner with local manufacturers, and the students are able to tour the different facilities, and they also get a chance to tour our manufacturing programs here on campus. So they're learning about the different pathways to get into those types of manufacturing careers.
Gruber says eighth grade is a good age to get kids thinking about future jobs.
I think the earlier the better. We can expose the students to these different types of careers, and now all of the school districts are required to do academic and career planning, and I think that this event really fits into that initiative.
Nine manufacturing businesses in Oneida and Lincoln counties gave the students tours of their facilities. Gruber says the students were enjoying seeing what the facilities have to offer, along with a free lunch and trivia. With Wisconsin's 2017 bobcat season just around the corner, wildlife specialists with the DNR say there are more opportunities for hunters and trappers to bag one of the elusive animals. DNR fur bearer and carnivore research scientist Nathan Roberts and fur bearer specialist Sean Rossler recently updated the Natural Resources Board on the state's bobcat population. Roberts tells the Natural Resources Board bobcats are doing well in the state.
Board members, bobcats are a conservation success story. A conservation success story that's been seen across the country and has been especially visible here in Wisconsin. Bobcats are found throughout our state. They're a common but elusive species. Today, they're a prize trophy animal. Approximately 15,000 people apply for a bobcat permit each year. People wait years to get drawn for a harvest tag.
In 2016, their population was estimated at 3,500 in the northern zone. Rarely seen in public, bobcats are most active around dusk, dawn, and after dark. Robert says the elusive nature of the bobcat makes it challenging to monitor, so the department partners with hunters and trappers. The bobcat season starts October 14th. This year, 750 permits were issued to hunters and trappers. And in state headlines, it appears that local incentives were expected to be announced late today for the new Foxconn high-tech screen plant in Racine County. A site for the $10 billion plant was confirmed earlier today. The facility will be located in Mount Pleasant near I-94 and Highway 11. Weather forecast for tonight, clear, low 41. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 58, slight chance of an afternoon shower. Thursday night, cloudy, low 43. Friday, 50% chance of afternoon showers, partly sunny with a high near 61. And rain expected Friday night and Saturday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.